boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I hate to jinx it.
Yeah, you kind of have a bad rap right now.
I'm back, but, you know, I don't know how much I really am back, let's be honest. Because what stinks is, that, to me, it's like right after the holiday. Last week, I was stuck with the flu. Mm-hmm. This week, cold, what the heck is going on over here? I don't know. But can I just start being healthy again?
I would, yeah, that'd be nice. I'm also like, stay away. I don't want it.
So I missed you. We didn't get to do a show Tuesday and Wednesday, but Tuesday night, I had the worst sore throat ever, cough, runny nose, things like that. And I knew my boyfriend had the same thing the week before. Mm-hmm. And he really was using vapor rub like you wouldn't believe. Now, I've never used vapor rub in my entire life. So I was like, if it helped you breathe, maybe it will help me breathe. Mm-hmm. So I was like, can you help me use vapor rub? Good thing I asked, because maybe I would have swallowed it. I'm not really quite sure.
Oh, my God.
What, I don't know what vapor rub is for. Next thing I know, he gets this container out, and he's rubbing it all over my chest. And I was like, oh, that's how we use vapor rub. Why?
Thank God honestly. We call him poison control. No, there's a lot
of
different...
You wonder why people eat Tide Pods. It's because of dumb people like me who didn't know that you're not supposed to do that.
I'm so concerned that you ever are by yourself.
I did not eat the vapor rub, but I'm telling you, if he wasn't there, there was a chance I could have ate it.
Okay. Do not vapor rub without supervision. Noted.
I'm going to say something to you, and either you're going to think I'm absolutely nuts... Or maybe this really does happen to other humans out there, okay?
Okay.
Can you taste sick in your mouth? Does that make sense?
So, yes. Like,
the best way to describe it is it tastes like mucus.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
All I can taste today is sickness in my mouth. Like, that's literally, it's not making eating fun today. Because that's all I can taste.
That's the worst. Or, like, when your throat is really sore, it feels... like you're swallowing blood and you're not.
Yes!
It's disgusting. That's why I feel like chicken noodle soup is the go-to. Not because it like actually does anything. I feel like that's the only thing that tastes normal because it's just salty. And anything else you eat when you're sick is just like gross and doesn't taste right.
Any other soups are also just...
All foods.
Oh, just chicken noodle. There's something in there in the noodle.
In the noodle that is healing and tastes right. I don't know.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I don't remember when it was, a couple days ago or last week, that we were talking about how everybody's saying 2026 is giving 2016 vibes.
Mm-hmm.
That is the trend for the start of the year. And we both were kind of like, well, that's like not that long ago. You know, normally it's like, oh, the 80s are back or the 90s are back. No, we're only going back 10 years. And people want 2016 summer vibes. I saw rumblings of that. And I'm not even kidding. In the last 24 hours, the amount of people that I have seen on Instagram reposting willingly their photos from 2016 is insane. I feel, and I didn't even run this past you. This is the whole point of this moment.
Oh, geez.
I need you to go to your camera roll and pick a photo from
right
2016.
Now? Well, you want my camera roll or do you want Instagram?
Or Instagram, whichever, wherever you have it saved.
I don't post enough in Instagram. So.
And then I'm going to share it on the Z102.9 Instagram
story. Are you
serious? Well, yeah, that's what everybody's doing. And I can't believe it. Why? Willingly. I mean, our eyebrows were crazy.
I already found some.
Full glam always. I mean, my
God. I worked at Victoria's Secret at the time.
Stop it right now.
So it's funny because I'm seeing some fashion back in 2016 when I worked in retail already starting to come back in style this year, which I think especially the swimsuits and how and what we wore, what was really popular in 2016, I'm starting to notice that coming back.
Does that mean like the blinged out yoga pants are back? Because I'm so
that
here
was
for that.
A little before 2016, but I'm all here for having love on my butt again.
Same, always.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I knew when I pulled into the driveway Monday night that my boyfriend neighbor man had already burnt our dinner.
Which, is usually you if it's one of you, right? Like, he's cook.
He's the cook. I can't cook for crap. That's why I make him do it a lot. But I pulled in and I knew instantly he had done that because all the windows were open. And sorry, it is too cold to be having those windows open.
Yeah.
So I just knew he burnt something. And I opened the car door and sure enough, I can smell he was burning steak. You know that you've got a man that likes to do the exact same thing. They like to cook fast.
They turn the heat burning, too high.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which means burning the crap out of it. It tastes great. It just ends up burning and smoking the house out.
How did he burn steak?
Girl, he does this all the time. Because I told him, I'm like, I walked in the house. I'm like, I knew you were cooking steak and that you were burning the crap out of it. It's still good. It's medium rare inside. He's just burning the outside of it.
What do you mean? How does that even work?
Well, he's giving a nice, like, what? I'm going to say
char.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, I knew you were cooking steak when I pulled in because you had the windows open and you were smoking the place out. And he goes, honey, that's the steak ritual.
Sorry? What?
That's what he does every time he makes steak. There has not been one time he hasn't smoked the house out while making steak. Unless it's on the grill. What are you?
I'm like really concerned because we do the same. We get like, you know, like little steak bites and we do them on the stove all the time. That's the one thing I've never burned.
Because you're cooking it, Taylor. I want to see if Curly cooks steak and if he smokes the place out.
Yes.
Can you have him cook steak and report back and let me know if one, it's a little burnt.
Mm-hmm. Did your alarms go off? Your fire alarms?
I don't know because I had pulled in.
Oh. And
they could have went off. Or maybe he had all, he literally had every window open in the house. So either he saved it just in time.
Mm-hmm.
But those fire alarms be working overtime in our house.
Yeah. Same girl, same. And it's not when I'm cooking.
I believe the warranty that we have on our furniture is going to cause a problem between me and my boyfriend, neighbor man.
Mm-hmm. Spill the warranty, please. We're all begging.
Okay. We have bought several new things over the last, well, almost a year that we have lived in this new house.
Yeah.
Whether it was the couch to a coffee table to the Mercedes-Benz of beds and now a recliner. Every single time they ask us, would you like a warranty on it?
Mm-hmm.
And every single time we're suckers and we're like, yeah. So you pay extra for the warranty and that money that you pay extra for, they can come by and they can fix it. There's a ding. If there's a spill, whatever. If you don't use it after like 3 years, you get your money back, but only an in-store credit, which is great.
Because
in a couple of years, we'll probably be getting ourselves a new dining room table. I don't know what we'll get.
Right. Yeah. You'd make use out of it for sure.
I have already noticed a ding on the coffee table that drives me nuts.
Like a dent or a scratch or what are we talking?
Like a chip is the best way to put it.
No.
Same thing with our bed last night. I know the Mercedes-Benz of beds. The frame has like a little bit of a chip in it. And I'm like, oh my God.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, it's driving me nuts. I want to call the warranty. I want to get it fixed. He's like, no, don't do it. We want to get our money back. Let's try not to use it unless it's an absolute emergency. I'm over here and that is the only thing I can see is the ding in the bed and the ding in the coffee table, which makes me think that's all our guests can see. Although they shouldn't be in the bedroom, but you know. In my head, what if they were?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just know that that's all I can see.
I knew
whose name is the warranty in?
I mean, technically the both of us. I mean, who's paid more on the down payments every single time? Dad, him, because I ain't got the money for that.
Well, I was going to say, if you have account control,
it's mutual.
You call.
My name's on the account too.
I mean, I told you about my rug situation recently. Uh-huh. There was a coffee stain.
Taylor, this is going to start
a
fight.
I'm ordering a new one, you know?
If he finds out, that would be me going behind his back. That's almost cheating. That I use the warranty on like dings on the coffee table in the bed. That's going behind his back. Do I like it or is this going to get me in trouble?
I think he's never even going to notice. He clearly doesn't even notice the ding. He's not going to notice the ding when it's gone.
Well, he'll notice when we don't get our money back in 3 years.
You'll cross that bridge in 3 years.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's an honor and a privilege to do the Taylor Window Update every day.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I love telling you about the weird things that are happening outside. But there are days that I look out behind me and go, Boring. Like, nothing. It's gloomy. It's windy. There's no, like, celebrity guests outside. And I was telling you this just before we hopped on air here. And you go, well, it doesn't matter because I'm going to do a Taylor window update tomorrow.
I am. You're going to be outside. You put in PTO for tomorrow. You're going to be out.
I did. I got the day off.
You get us back together for one day.
I know. Sorry. But I did. To be fair, I had this planned at the beginning of the week.
She did. And then I went and got sick. But you're going to be off tomorrow. And I never, hardly ever get the opportunity to do Taylor window update. Just like you hardly ever get the opportunity to do Let's Get Quizzical.
Right.
That opportunity presents itself. I'm going to take it and I'm going to run with it.
So, like, how do you do that? Because whenever I sit on your side of the table when you're gone, I'm like, God, you can't see anything over here.
You can't. I can't see the window. So either right before I turn the microphone on, I will run to your side and look out the window. Or have somebody control the buttons here so I can go outside. I really don't know.
Oh, you're going fully outside. Dude, it's cold out. It's not that fun. I mean, I have fun doing
this.
It is
going to snow, so I don't know.
It's not that fun. Stay inside. Not worth it.
So I'll probably just look out the window right before.
Would you be mad if I just call in for it to take it away from you?
No.
I might have to.
I'm not
going to
answer the phone. My boyfriend neighbor man said the sexiest thing before bed last night.
Oh, God. I'm like, must you share with the class?
Yeah, it's really not that bad. Like, you won't even have to put the bleep button on or we ain't going to have to censor
nothing. It ready.
I know you do. You always do. Her finger is always on it when I have my microphone on.
It is.
No, the sexiest thing he said to me last night before bed, I asked him I'm like, are you ready to go to bed? Like, you ready to join me? Let's watch some TV. He goes, I'm going to be a minute. I got to do some laundry. Go ahead. Take your time, honey. Go ahead. Do all the laundry in the world that you want to do.
Okay.
That was the sexiest thing I've ever heard him say before bedtime.
That is so hilarious.
Why?
Because I feel like Curly does something similar, but it's a much more dorky version.
Go on.
I'll be like, okay, it's bedtime. Like, we got to go to bed. Or, oh, let's go scroll on TikTok or whatever. And he goes, I got to do my chores. Because I give him bedtime chores.
Which I know he's cleaning the kitty litter.
Yeah, taking the garbage out if it needs to be taken out.
That's sexy.
God,
I love when they're happy about it. You know,
well, I don't think he's happy about it.
But he wasn't like, I gotta do my chores.
No, he says it like dorky. Like, I gotta do my chores, Mom.
He just wants that gold star next to his name.
Yeah, we're working on it. So you were out sick yesterday, Destiny. And I accidentally came up with, I think, a brilliant idea when I was here all by myself.
You tend to have better ideas when I'm not around.
Well, because
I'm kind of distracting.
Because you know what? My mind is peaceful when you're gone. And I mean that lovingly, I do. No, I was doing.
I don't doubt that.
I was doing a best of show yesterday, so just replaying some funny moments. And one of those was the time that you went to the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, yeah.
And you were convinced that you were going to be getting engaged. And then
he had the ring on him.
Yes.
And he didn't do nothing.
So as I was listening to that all unfold, I was like, wait a minute. I need to keep track of all the times that you feel you're going to get engaged this year. Because I wish I would have done that last year. Done like, you know.
A spreadsheet.
Kind of like a wrapped situation at the end of the year. So I think I'm going to create a spreadsheet for the engagement delusional report. Okay.
Wait, that sounds so official, though. Like, told me you were presenting an engagement delusional report, I'd be like, wow, that sounds like, I wouldn't even think it was.
Oh, I'll make a PowerPoint. Don't you worry.
I know you will.
Up until it actually
happens.
It'll
be like graphs, you know?
So I need you to keep me in the loop, which is hilarious because not even 2 minutes ago when we were off the air, you were talking about getting engaged. So I'm going to need.
But I did say, the only thing I said was that I told neighbor man, you cannot do it on my birthday.
Right.
And then I told him. Somebody asked me if he was going to do it on Valentine's Day, and I don't suspect that he is, because I really don't. Right now, I can tell you, I don't expect anything at the moment. He's not been acting weird.
Right. Okay, give it a week. I don't care, because it's constantly.
Give it till tomorrow.
So what I need from you is I need to know when you have a spidey sense, and I need the following information. The date you think it's going to happen.
Okay.
The reason, like, is it your anniversary? Is it a comment he made?
It could be his coat was opened weird because last night his coat was opened weird and I was like, what's in there?
Did you take any special steps because you really thought it was going to happen? You got your nails done a certain color. You bought a new outfit. You didn't wear your glasses because you didn't want the reflection to show in the pictures for the secret photographer that hopefully he ordered. and then I need to know, did it happen?
You are really in my brain sometimes.
Do you know that you talk to me about this every day?
I'm like, I love that you knew that I would not want to wear my glasses because of the reflection of the secret photographer that might possibly be there.
I mean, at this point, I should just be the proposer. I should.
I need you to go back to law school. Well, you never win.
Well, yeah. That's like actually the nicest thing you've ever thought about me.
She never went to law school.
No.
I don't even know if they'd allow her in.
Not at all.
I need you to either become a lawyer quick or find a lawyer because I feel like we got a lawsuit on our hands. Okay. And you know what? If I win, I might give you some money.
Because
you've been on the journey with me.
Have I?
The journey of where the heck is my mail?
Okay. I know. The last I knew about this situation was you texting me that you were kind of stalking down your mail person.
Okay. I was about to confront them, but I didn't. Yeah. I don't know what got over me, but I didn't. Okay. Here's the thing that you should know. Is that us not getting our mail is not because of the holidays. And I know there's a lot of mail carriers that have been out sick.
Yeah.
This has been going on since literally day one of us moving into our house of April of last year.
Yeah.
And I have talked about it on this show from time to time to time again. That we just feel like we're not getting all of our mail or that our mail is delayed like 2 weeks.
Yeah. So you get a bulk of it all at once.
Yes. I'll get the penny saver 2 weeks behind. I'm like, well, I can't use that ad. That's right. Dumb.
Yeah.
Fast forward to really Christmas. I started to get all these Christmas cards and I noticed the date was dated back like 10 days and some of the people live in town. So that's sus.
Strange.
So now I subscribe to, and you can too, you listening, anybody can do this, to where you are informed on what deliveries are going to be brought to your house.
Yeah.
Like what mail will be sent. It gives you an email every day. It shows you a photo of like, oh, you're getting this from State Farm, whatever, right? I have been subscribed to that. And I can tell you currently at the moment, we are more than 14 articles of mail behind since the start of this. And more than, well, about, not more. We are at 2 weeks out. 2 weeks of being behind mail. I get we might be down some carriers, but I'm telling you again, this has been going on since April. So I think it's a little sus. So my boyfriend, Abram Mann, went to the post office yesterday and he confronted them. And he said he wasn't going to go full Karen because he wants to like build a relationship with them. So he was nice the first time.
How responsible.
I was like, I would have been Karen the first time. What are you talking about? And he asked them, why are things not lining up? We're getting the email every day that says this is what's going to get delivered to you. We're 14 articles of mail behind. And things aren't getting delivered. And it's like over 2 weeks. They were like, well, that email that you get every day, that's actually higher up than us. But didn't really explain what higher up is. So I don't know if they were just trying to avoid it or what's happening. So that happens yesterday. He goes and talks to them. Basically, they've got nothing. They have no mail for us in-house, and they have no idea.
Where's the mail?
Where our 14-plus articles of mail are at. They have no idea, okay? Fast forward to this morning. I should be getting an email. I wake up every morning, and you know I look forward to an email to see this email to tell me how much mail is coming today. What are the articles? I got nothing. Is it because we know they know we're on to them? Now, you could say, oh, is it because you're not getting any mail? Wrong.
Oh,
I literally checked in with people who have the same thing. And I said, do you still get an email when you do not get mail? And they said, yes. And I said, how accurate is that email every single day? And they go, spot on.
Okay.
So something sus is happening with the Marion Post Office. And yeah, I'm going to put it on blast because I don't know what's going on.
Oh,
I'm tired of my mail not happening.
Okay. I'm scared.
she's like, I actually don't know how to be a lawyer here.
I don't know anything about government entities.
I don't either. I don't want to go up against the government.
Why do they, what are you expecting? Are they sifting through your mail?
Well,
are you doing secret correspondence?
And with that, we told them that there are people who are saying they're getting bounced back mail for us. Why? Because you're not delivering.
Dude, you're on a list.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what kind of list.
But they apparently hate us. I don't know if it's because we got a lot of dog doo-doo in the front yard and maybe they just don't want to walk. Well, maybe. Maybe the mailman doesn't walk the sidewalk, bro. I don't know.
Perhaps we scoop and see what happens. So you've been rampaging continuously about not receiving mail at your house.
I don't know what is going on. I don't know if we made them mad. Like, what happened? But we're not getting our mail, and I'm getting real upset about it.
So I was asking you, like, follow-up questions, because you just were about to log into your security cameras, correct me if I'm wrong?
I just did.
And
I
was like, see if they've come today?
Yeah, I wanted to see if they've come today. They have, in fact, not stopped by today.
Okay. Can we, like... And you can't really stake them out, right? Because you work and you can't just, like, hang out at home all day. But can you leave a note? Like, I'm talking middle school
dating. I'll leave them snacks if it gets them to bring my stuff.
No, I just mean, like, middle school dating style. You know, you'd be like, will you be my BF? Yes or no?
I know where you're going with
this. Can you
this.
Just be like, do you hate me?
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Or like, oh my God.
What did I do to you?
Yes. Leave your notes behind.
Yeah, I feel like you need to, like... Ask the source.
Rate this house 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
Like, leave a, what's it called?
A Yelp review.
A Yelp review.
Be honest. We just want our freaking mail.
Yes.
And then maybe leave a little brownie or something.
What kind of brownie are we talking now?
Well, they may not show up, depending on what type of brownie it is.
It's the perfect time for a cat story with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
But I'm going to break the rules just a little bit.
What the heck? That's no way to start.
I feel like I could break the rules if there is a dog story that is so worth telling. And this one, it's pretty close to home. So I feel like it's worth telling.
Oh, I'm down. I love cats and dogs. Yeah, so right? I don't have a problem.
So there's a rescue dog in Cedar Falls area that is in the running to be the tallest living dog in the world.
What?
Yes. You are so confused right
I'm
now.
I'm so scared.
So this girl named Jaina, she rescued a dog named Samson when he was 4 months old. He's a Great Dane.
Cool dogs.
He is deaf, but he knows sign language.
Shut up. That's so cool.
I know. So Samson is now, because she did that when he was four, Samson is now 3 years old and weighs around 140 pounds.
Holy cow.
So Samson goes to a doggy daycare, and they've always been joking, God, maybe he's like the world's tallest dog. The team at his doggy daycare, Fast Tracks, they ended up doing some research, and they found the current tallest living dog measures at 39 inches at the shoulders, okay?
Okay, so we're talking the dogs on all fours. We're not talking like standing them on their hind legs. Uh-huh. Okay.
39 inches, and that's the current living tallest dog, okay? Right. So, rough measurements of Samson put him anywhere from 39 to 42. And when I say rough, that's because Samson is really afraid of measurement, like tape measures.
Oh.
So this is... Well, first,
me with a scale.
So first we got to do a little bit of training to get him comfortable with a tape measure. Then when they get like an accurate measurement, they will then call... the Guinness World Book of World Records. However, his owner said if he wins the title of the current tallest living dog, it wouldn't be to like gloat. The reason she really wants Samson to win is because she wants people to understand how we get dogs like Samson. So it's all from poor breeding with genes. And she also wants to like help people understand what it's like taking care of special need dogs because he's deaf, right? So he's not your average color Great Dane. And because of that, in the genes, it can impact things like vision, hearing, skin, and there could be a lot of health issues down the line. So if they win the Guinness World Record, she would really like him to be like the ambassador.
Educate people.
Exactly. So Samson is also in the running for the Nation America's Favorite Pet Competition.
I love that.
I know we always look forward to that.
I do.
So he's in the running for that. And then hopefully, when we can get over the fear of tape measure, we'll be into the Guinness World Record as well.
Stop it right now.
I know. And it's just over here in Cedar Falls. Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God, I want a road trip. That is literally the coolest thing about Iowa right now. Currently, that is.
What, that we have a, hopefully soon, the current tallest living dog?
Yeah, and he knows sign language.
I know.
I'm sorry, he's the coolest. We mentioned it a little bit ago, but tomorrow I'm not going to be here.
You know how some people think the day after the Super Bowl should be like a holiday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow is her Super Bowl. And football's not quite there yet. It's a different kind of sport.
You know what? Actually, I had told my boyfriend earlier this week when I was thinking about taking the day off. I said, I think I'm going to take Friday off for the Super Bowl. And he goes, What?
That's a little early there, honey.
Like, number one, you don't care about football. Number two, you're a little off, sweetie. And I go, no, you know this is my favorite time of year. Okay, let me nerd out for a minute. UDA College Dance Team Nationals, all right? You may have heard of this without even realizing it because it has become a viral TikTok sensation in the last couple of years.
I'd like to blame LSU a couple of years ago.
Yes.
And they really just popped off on TikTok. And after that, everyone has become obsessed with the UDA competition.
Yeah, I mean, University of Minnesota, their Dream On routine in the last couple of years. A lot of people obsessed with Ohio State. So you probably have seen these videos. But what you don't know is that it's live streamed the entire weekend because it's happening in Orlando. I'm not flying down to Orlando to watch. I'm going to sit on my couch, okay? I'm taking tomorrow off to fully enjoy myself.
She's paying to live stream.
You pay for the live stream. And then I take it the next step and I make myself a spreadsheet.
Oh, dear Lord. I'm not going to knock this because I'm really proud that you get to have this.
I
just think it's cute that you're that.
Thank you. Thank you. It is cute of me to do this because I'm not a judge. I have no say. I'm very much retired.
I don't believe that you're not a judge. I have a feeling on that spreadsheet you are going to rank them.
No, I don't.
Really? Well, because you'd be doing that with Dancing with the Stars.
Here's what I do. Let me explain to you. So they put out like the performance order and things. I will have that in front of me so I know what time to watch. I take notes of what song they do and what their costume is so I can remember later on. Then they have prelims, semifinals, and finals. They only take a certain amount to each round. I will predict who I think is going to move on and then eventually where they are going to place. My boyfriend Curly once again has asked, can you bet on this? Because we would be rich. I'm so good at it. But unfortunately, you cannot.
No,
he's waiting
not
for the day.
Not yet. They don't have that sports betting. But one day.
Maybe we should invent it. I'm going to invent it so
you
that I can win all the money.
You literally told me today that you want us to invent something so we could become rich.
Dance team betting.
Can we add cheerleading into
it? Absolutely.
Then I'm in.
We're going to be rich like tomorrow.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
The reason we say that is because literally with 17 seconds remaining before Let's Get Quizzical started, I finally found the trivia question for tonight.
She pulled it out of nowhere, people. Give it up for her.
Yeah, that's my host. I was like, I have no idea what we're going to do tonight. I have literally no idea. 17 seconds to remain. I found a trivia question. And this one is good. 11% of people believe there is proof that this exists. I mean, there's so many theories. Which one?
One thing about me is I love a theory. I love falling down a rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Unsolved mysteries.
Call her.
Me up. I'd love a job. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
11% of people believe there is proof that this exists.
Proof.
It's out there.
Oh, I can't wait. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
I need you to understand how this show works. It's those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9. We're doing Let's Get Quizzical. Now, you can text in a guess, 319-200-1029. As soon as we revealed the question, you started texting and Taylor was like, do not look at the text line, Destiny. So I haven't been allowed to see your guesses. You must be popping off. Appreciate it. She just put some of the guesses in our, we have a Trello that we like to work in together. It's like a little website that we use. And I am really loving the text I'm getting to read.
We'll get there, okay? Remind them of the question.
The one that she made is picking me to read. We'll get to that in a second. I think you're going to think it's hilarious. The question tonight, 11% of people believe there is proof that this exists. What is it?
So many good guesses, and there's still time for you to text in more at 319-200-1029. So far, Tim, you and my father would get along. Tim says Bigfoot.
Oh my God, that is so your dad.
My dad. I mean, you talk to him for 5 minutes, and then you walk away, and you're like, is it real? Like, he's got some...
Oh, no, I believe in Bigfoot.
Some hard evidence.
Do you?
He knows the call. I don't probably.
There's a call?
Yeah.
Ca-call! Well,
not like that.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. I have to call my dad.
Oh, my God. I would love to hear from him.
He doesn't do it very often, but he believes.
Oh, my God. The next time I see that man, I am going to ask him to do the call.
He might, unless he's feeling shy. Because, you know, Bigfoot, they are
There's
elusive.
Some Bigfooters out there that are doing the call right now.
Yeah.
Ca-call! I don't know what it is.
We'll have to look on YouTube.
Taylor has chosen me to read this text message. 5080 said true love.
Yeah, right. I know, but seriously, there's some people who are like, you are, there's one true love for you.
No.
Your soulmate.
Well, and with that, I haven't decided yet if I believe in love at first sight.
Mm, yeah, that's another good one.
You know, I love to say that I love you. I love to say I love you on a first date. I've admitted that on the show, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know. Can you love someone at first sight? My brain can't wrap around that one.
Me either. Me either. Michael said, trying for something less obvious. Time travel.
I believe in that one.
I do too.
I
God.
Do.
Oh, there's that new Netflix show out right now. I don't remember what it's called because it's a date. It's about JFK and stuff. Totally blew my mind
mm-hmm.
with time travel and the main guy going back and forth. It's crazy.
You're saying that the killer went to a different time?
There's a guy who's trying to stop it.
No, I could believe that.
He's trying to stop history from happening the way it does. It's a great watch.
Did anyone put that the world is flat? Because that's some...
Surprisingly, no. But that's another one that's like, there's a small group of people who believe that and definitely are like, ride hard for that
mm-hmm.
conspiracy. No. But, you know, like aliens, things like that.
I believe in that.
I do too.
11% of people believe there is proof that this exists. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029. And the answer is coming up in two songs.
Aliens. That one is true.
It's 2026, people. Are we still really debating if they're real? Duh.
What do you think they're doing at Area 51?
Well, nothing, because people tried to storm it that one time.
Yeah, I do recall.
They
that
moved.
Was
I think they moved it all somewhere else.
What, is there Area 52 now?
Where is it? Maybe we should storm that. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
The question tonight, 11% of people believe there is proof that this exists. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
11% of people believe the existence of vampires.
Okay.
No, this is right up her alley.
I don't know.
As
I
a
guess,
Twilight
yes,
fanatic.
They actually, in that movie... Me nerding out, allow me. I feel like they like, I don't know if it's fake history or not, but they make it sound very convincing.
You were the only one who said that.
Well, that's just me. Like, if it's in a movie, I'm like, it could be real. Stranger Things, suddenly I'm like, there's a Demogorgon.
I would agree with
somewhere
that.
Somewhere out in the world, there's
Stranger
a Demogorgon.
Stranger Things did make the Demogorgons seem very real. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know.
I want to shout at 0577. They said dragons. They do exist. Things like that. I'm like, you know what, 0577, you could convince me. Because I'm like, where did we think of dragons? Like, where did that mm-hmm. just, like, come up?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with zombies. You can't just tell me someone just thought of that one night before they went to bed. And they're like, you know what, zombies would be a really good movie or TV show. You saw a zombie.
Or
you didn't just think that.
Or they did, and there's some weirdo freak that's like, I wonder what a human be tasting like, you know? Not me. I didn't come up with zombies. That's on you.
Okay, that's what a person who's be thinking about what humans taste like. Are you wondering what humans taste like?
No. Are you?
You said it.
No, don't put it on me.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.